Let's go ahead and start the city council meeting to order. Stand and say the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Lee Gold.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
In front of you are the meeting minutes from our common council meeting on September 24th. Were there any changes or corrections that needed to take place? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous with Nicole abstaining. Okay. Next up is ordinance 2013-24. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2013-24 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-24, an ordinance to be known as the 2014 salary range benefit ordinance.
As you know, this is the annual ordinance that we set the ranges, let's say the highs and the lows of the different departments, different employees that work in those departments. Obviously, we try to adjust them based on what we feel is appropriate or what changes have occurred. In the 2014 budget, as I talked about last time, we did include a modest increase, across the board increase, which I think ends up to be about $1,040 for the year per employee. And so that is reflected in the rates as such. And you will also notice there at the bottom, there was a kind of, we added the performance evaluation information in there, just so it was an ordinance. And a couple of other tweaks, I'm not remembering. Did we change? We didn't change the meal allowance.
They're highlighted. Does it show up on there?
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of, sort of. It's okay. A little bit of a.
I added the school resource officer.
Okay. Yeah, school resource officer, and I think.
A little bit on the performance evaluation.
Yeah.
If you said that, I don't know.
Yeah, I did. And then just slightly on the gap.
Under the performance evaluations, it says the bonus range amounts will be determined yearly by mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that depending on?
Depending on the budget that we have.
Okay.
Yep. So obviously, we because we had the evaluations that are happening this year, that'll be paid as it says in the ordinance. The bonuses will be paid in the first paycheck of the following year of those evaluations. So obviously, if we're evaluating in 2013, it'll be in the 2014 budget. Okay. We're evaluating 2014, it'll be in the 15 budget, so on and so forth.
Well, one of the things I was wanting to make sure we acknowledge is I've seen this happen in another organization.
Okay. Say,
mm-hmm. And it was, okay, great the 1 year, then the organization cut it in half the next year, and then they eliminated it the third year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to,
yeah,
you know, kind of, hopefully, if we're going to do this, make sure that we stay true to what we're mm-hmm. doing here.
I agree with you. I think it is something, you know, obviously, as with most new policies and procedures, you're going to see tweaks every year. But I will say this is something that, you know, obviously it was a campaign promise, and on top of that, I think it's just good policy. So I'm committed to the performance evaluations.
So the bonus amount, what line item is that in the budget?
That will be in each of the salary
okay.
the salary line items of each of the different departments. Okay. I thought that's what we talked about. I just wanted to make sure.
And the budgets do have these figured in for next year.
And I'm trying to remember, we had our public hearing on the budget. We didn't pass on first reading, right? That's the first.
The 22nd will be the final.
The final reading, okay. Did we pass on first reading?
We didn't have a reading. We just had a public hearing.
Okay, but we only need one reading for that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And I will say, I need to thank Rosie for her hard work on this. This is something that comes up every year, and every year she has to go through and figure out where everybody is on the ranges, and with the modest increase that we're going to do for next year, how it fits into the picture and all of those kind of things. So I know it takes a lot of time and work, and so thanks, Rosie, for that.
And I'll make a motion that we accept ordinance 2013-24 as presented.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous, and we'll move that to second reading at the next meeting. I'm going to flip some things around real quick. Meeting dates. We have two meeting dates that I think we're going to have conflicts with. Obviously, December 24th being New Year's Eve. Just Christmas Eve. That's something we probably want to change. And then November 12th, there is a speaker over at IPFW that a few of us are going to be going to that I thought, you know, if at all possible, I would really appreciate us changing that date. We actually could probably, the Board of Works moved their meeting away from that date. Actually, I think moved it to that morning, if I remember correctly. So if the council wanted to move this meeting up in the time period, that may work, limits us a little bit, or we could look for a different date. So let's first start talking about November 12th, just so we're all on the same page, the November 12th meeting. So now remember the 11th is Veterans Day, so I would prefer to stay away from that date.
You're going to have the Board of Works meeting at 8 in the morning that day?
We are having it at 8 in the morning on the 12th.
Cancel it.
Well, we still need to have a meeting unless for some reason we don't need to have it, and then Rosie will, you know, we'll do lack of an agenda. But Wednesday night, the 13th, the 14th that night.
The 14th,
either of those nights.
14th would be good for me.
14th is good for you.
It would work for me.
Bill's good.
It works for me.
Ben's good. Jackie's good. 14th, would you like it at 7 p.m.?
Doesn't matter to me what time.
Doesn't matter?
Which one are you on?
Sorry, we are on the 14th, November 14th.
Okay. Tom?
That's a holiday, isn't it?
Well, my question is...
No, I'm sorry.
The 12th I have that you're awarding the truck bid and the equipment bid, is that stated in the bid?
Yeah, but wouldn't that go in Board of Works?
I know, but it stated it.
If
the time is in there. I'll have to check on that.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head, Rosie.
Okay.
Well, we'll take a look at that. But as for council, though, that shouldn't affect council.
No.
So what about the 14th at 7 p.m.?
Looks good.
Looks good? I'll wait to get confirmation from Rosie.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Good? Okay, so we will have our common council, the first common council meeting in November on the 14th at 7 p.m. November 14th at 7 p.m. So moving forward to December, the 24th, obviously not going to happen. So we will be having the Board of Works meeting on Monday the 30th, just so you know. Did we decide at regular time?
I believe so.
Okay. For our second meeting in December?
Yes.
Can we have the council meeting immediately after that?
I have no problem with that, if that's what you guys would like
to
do.
When are you having? When is it?
The 30th.
The 30th.
At what time?
Normal time.
Okay. I can do that.
What does everyone else look like? I don't know if anybody.
That's good.
Okay. Bill, good? I heard Ben was good. Are you good?
So far.
Well, you're here anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk 7, normal.
Okay, so I have Monday the 30th at 7. Is that going to be okay with bills and all that kind of stuff for you?
Sure.
Rosie? Okay. So we will do the common council meeting moved from the 24th to the 30th. Okay. Excellent. Thank you. That was very easy. Okay. Farmer reports. Start with Mark Green.
All right. This coming weekend's our last weekend for football. Season went quick, and so it went really well. I want to thank Melinda and Andrea and the JFL committee. They do a great job, and they had a good year. We still have baseball games scheduled the next two Sundays, Morris Park, on three of our fields. And actually, this Sunday is all four fields, so be a lot going on down there. We started picking up leaves, and at this time of year, a lot of pine needles coming down. Thor's guys came in, and the last 2 days, they've been raking up all of our pine needles, which is a big help. Those are very slippery, and they basically fill our trail by our office there. So a lot of pine needles. If anybody wants any, some people want those. They use them for mulch. They can feel free to take whatever they want, but they're all piled up for them. We had a Ventrec tractor machine come in last week to kind of do a demonstration for us. Basically, they're able to easily mow steep graded hills. And we took them to Baker Park, and they gave us a clinic on what it can do. It was amazing. And so it's kind of neat to see that. So that was last week. And the Veterans Marathon is November 9th, so that's coming up in a month. That'll be here quick. Wygens installed a new holding tank by the pavilion for our bathrooms today. So hopefully we'll have these bathrooms breaking down like they always do, a couple times a year at least. December 6th is the Dashing Through the Snow 5K. People are registering for that online and getting forms at the YMCA or at our office or on our website. So there's a lot of interest in that now. And then one of our big jobs we're going to do coming up here is cleaning up the scrub trees along Old 30 between DeVol and Baker, trying to clean that up, make it look better. So hopefully we'll be able to do that here fairly soon.
Questions of Mark?
What's the status of the aquatics task force?
Actually, Mayor and I met with Kevin Snell last week, and we're meeting with Kevin and Tim Bloom next week to kind of talk about financing, because that whole process started. Talk about different fundraisers. That's kind of the main thing, is the fundraising. So it's kind of the beginning stages of the fundraising side.
If I remember correctly, the aquatic task force had given a couple of different options to Martin Riley / Councilman Hunsicker, and they were going to go back and maybe put those on some different locations and do some additional legwork and then present those. Does that sound right?
We met with Amy from Martin Riley last week about locations. I forgot you weren't at that last meeting. So locations is a big thing. Where we're going to have it. We met with some other business landowners in the area to see if they'd be willing to donate or sell us some property. That's not a for sure where it's going to go type thing, but we're getting some ideas in mind. And we have two options we're going to try to really work on for the Aquatic Task Force.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other questions of Mark? Thanks, Mark. Tom.
Saturday will be at Main and Market. I'm sorry. Main and Van Buren, assisting with the United States Marine Corps Reserves. United States Marine Corps retirees in reference to Toys for Tots. We're helping them do a fundraiser, fill the boot. So if you're in the area and you get a red light and we come out with our boot, you'll know what we're doing. We're going to have a banner on the side of a truck that says it's for Toys for Tots, and we'll have a couple of the retired Marines there to answer any questions. Just a reminder that we spoke about bid openings on trucks. That's coming up the 22nd of this month. So the next time you meet, we'll be doing that. Of course, that's Board of Works. We've been working with Craig Wagner over at the Building Department in reference to doing a condemning an area that has a building and a cistern on the old Testworth property. They had 2 weeks to respond back. I think it's the 21st. They have to respond back to Craig Wagner if they wanted to oppose the condemning of this property. And then we're going to have it just pushed over and filled in along with a cistern. So, we did
is this
work
the main building?
I'm sorry?
Is this the main building?
No. This is a little shed, basically, that's mainly underground. That the roof is in really bad disrepair. If a kid hopped up there, they'd just fall right to the bottom of it. And right next to it, to the east, is a cistern that has two lids on it that are easily removed and kids could get in there. We had one of Mike Cook's guys come down and do some water sampling on it, and we're also having that tested to make sure that we can just pump the water out of those cisterns and get rid of it. So one of those things where it's just kind of a housekeeping issue that needs to be done so that we can just make it a safer place in that area. It is a little tiny piece of property, Bill. It's I can see the confusion on your face. It's right off of...
Well, the confusion on my face is that the main building is only half there with a roof dangling around it, and that seems like that would be really dangerous.
That is coming down. They did put a fencing around it to help secure that area, and that's what brought up this piece of property. I am all about getting that building torn down that Mr. Wells is doing at this particular moment. Or not right now, but at this time, he's tearing that down.
They did fence it?
I'm sorry?
They did fence it?
They are they fenced off, I'd say, 90% of it, and then they are in the process of getting some fencing put around the rest of it so that to try to deter any kids from getting in the area. But he kind of pointed out these two little problematic areas that really are still owned by Testworth, and that's the ones we're dealing with now to try getting those taken care of.
Thank you.
Also, we'll be meeting with the high school tomorrow in reference to a couple things that we want to try making better for both of us. So tomorrow at 1:30, I'll be meeting with the principal in reference to a couple issues that we had. Other than that.
Okay. Any questions, Tom? Thanks, Tom. Jeff?
Last weekend, we received word back from CSX that they have approved our preliminary design for the material on the route that would be crossing their property just off of South Oak Street for our stormwater project that will be upcoming next spring. That's really good news because at this point now we can go back and do the formal permit application along with the application fee to them. And then they'll forward a recommendation and approval on to the short line company that has subleased that section of the rail area. So that's moving forward. You might have noticed some activity at the former Yorkshire Pub location. There's a new bar that will be opening up there. They were approved for their liquor permit today at the ABC meeting, and it's going to be called, at least at this point, looks like the name of the place will be The Vault, and they'll be opening on Friday and Saturdays only to begin with, and that's the extent I know of it right now. Also, I reported at the department head meeting last week, but recently Region 5, which is out of Chicago, the US EPA made a site visit to the Wayne, the former Wayne Waste property, along with our capped landfill site that was part of the Superfund site, and found that there was some trees that they were concerned about that might impact the cap on our portion of the project or property. So we'll be obligated to do some maintenance down there and tree removal or cutting the trees down, not taking the stumps or the roots out, though. It's one of those things that every 5 years they come in and find something. So we'll be working on that to take care of our obligation. And that's it, Mayor.
Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Tim?
SRO applications have been turned in to the HR director. I'll be meeting with Dr. O'Connor Thursday to review those. Interviews are scheduled for October 18th. So you'll see a change to our lobby area out here. We're going to kind of work on updating that and getting new department photos done. It's been a long time since we've had photos taken, so we're going to try to review the lobby area out here.
I think last time we had photos taken, Bill had a beard.
No, but a really cheesy mustache.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay.
Tomorrow we have 5 officers who are going to be attending a domestic violence seminar. Saturday, officers will be at active shooter training. I'll be at the high school. Soon I will start my one-on-one meetings with each officer again this year. An October focus for officers is neighborhood walkthroughs. We're encouraging officers to get out of their squad cars and interact with the citizens in the neighborhoods. And we've put together a trial run of a department newsletter, just an internal newsletter to keep you guys updated on what's going on. So that went out, I think it was Friday. I'll forward a copy to each of you so you can look at it. That's it.
Questions of Tim.
How many people applied for the school resource officer?
2.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
From within?
Yes.
From within you?
What?
Yes. From within our department.
In the department.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Kelly.
We have started the last scheduled limb pickup for the year this week. Three guys are working on that probably most of the week. I wanted to thank Thor Hodges for heading up the community corrections crew with painting the curbs that we do every other year. And did some restoration work around our last 50-50 sidewalk that should be completed now. Put in an ADA ramp out on Denzel Drive. Been working on Elm Street with the water department as they dig up there, put the water main in, but they keep running into things that are buried. We're just trying to verify what the pipes and manholes are that they run into. Leaf pickup starts 21st of this month. That's all I have.
Questions for Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Terry.
Williams Electronic was in last week to work on the sound system here in the council room, and I think they were able to improve some of it, and they have a few more options that they're going to look at, so they can make it even better.
Speaking of that, I apologize, but I didn't have my microphone on for most of this session, so.
That usually helps.
User error.
Spectrum Engineering continuing with their study for the fiber network, and they're on track to have that report done by the 25th of this month, so that we have a clear picture of White House White House's phone.
We can hear it.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Questions of Terry. Thank you, Terry. Mike.
I'm going to be sitting down either the end of this week or first of next week with Austin, and we're going to go through and we're going to be resetting some of the local limits in our pretreatment ordinance, and those I'll have to have Marcia draft up the new ordinance, the changes that we make to it, and then I'll have to bring it to council for approval, and then we'll submit it to IDEM.
Is that to comply with new IDEM mandates?
Yes, that's something that we have to do. We had a year to look at it, and we're close enough now that we're going to go ahead and move forward with it. I won't notify IDEM until the end of the year, and then once I notify them, they will put our permanent limits in place. Right now, we are in, interim limits right now, and then we will have our final limits at the end of the year when I notify them, and then this will be in place too, once they make approval to it. The other thing that we've been working on, and as part of the evaluation from pretreatment, was go around and do testing on some of the stations and narrow down some of the areas of grease that was heavy throughout our system. And we've got that testing done, and he's made some recommendations to me, so we're going to start drafting some letters. Those will go across your desk for approval before they go out. But a couple subdivisions that we're going to submit letters to. Once we're calling those, I'll get them to you. I just want to make the board aware of this. And I will let you know before they go out, so if you have get questions or phone calls, you know about it ahead of time, you won't be surprised. But we're working on that too.
And typically those letters actually work, don't they?
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah, I've been contacted by, actually a company that we buy pumps from, a small community. I don't think it was last year, but the year before when we sent the ones out. And I forwarded a copy to them that they wanted to look at what we've done and then try to do something themselves to see if that, that would help them out.
Cool.
Something we're going to have to look at in the future. Right now, we just have reporting limits on phosphorus. And right now, our phosphorus removal is next to basically nothing because our plant is not designed to remove phosphorus. And we are the northernmost county in the Indiana that does not have phosphorus limits that I am aware of. And this, on our new permit, this is where this came about and where they're, we have to test for it, and all they want to know is where it's at. And according to, we have to have meet 70% removal, and we're not even close to doing that. We just our system. So that's something we'll have to start looking at, because I can almost guarantee that in our next permit, we're going to have to meet phosphorus limits. There's a couple options. We can go chemical treatment, or we can go unit treatment.
I'm sorry?
Chemical treatment for phosphorus, or unit treatment, which would be building some type of like a bio tower or something like that to remove the phosphorus from the water. So that's something we're... We're testing, and so we're
we'll just ban detergents, right? Isn't that where? That
yes, where phosphorus a lot of it from? Comes from there.
Yeah,
we could try that, but that probably wouldn't joke. Work. Right now,
very poorly timed joke, but it's a joke.
70% removal is what we're supposed to have, and we're averaging right around between 25% to 28% removal. I mean, something because we just don't, we're not designed for it. Our frying screen went down over the weekend. It had a lot of rocks and things that came into it, so the guys have cleaned that up. And they actually tore into it today. They could not get it back running. So we've ordered new bearings, clutch, and things like that for the motor on that. And they've been through the control panel and checked everything out there. They believe the problem is in the motor itself, that the clutch is stripped out, and also the bearings are starting to leak. So they're going to rebuild that housing. We had to expedite one part. If not, we'd have to wait a month, so then we'd end up with more problems if I'd wait a month. So it's still cheaper to rebuild it than buying a new one. And the last thing I have is, I think I mentioned this before, but I can remember. Thursday, I'll be at Eagle Tech Academy for the Spanish club, or not club, class that's been studying wastewater treatment, and they're giving presentations over that, and I believe the mayor is going to sit on the panel, and I'm on the panel, and then there was somebody else. I think it was John Ghost from Swatomore. Yes, sit on the panel as the students get their presentation, so we'll be doing that Thursday. So that's pretty interesting.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Marsha?
I have nothing.
Rosie?
I don't have
anything. Jackie?
Nothing.
Okay. Cool. Sorry, I'm going backwards. I just got back from IAC, so I ran through the papers real quick. Just as a clarification on the riverboat story, mm-hmm. We have a million in rainy day, not riverboat.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
You want me to run a correction? Or?
That it would be great if you could, just because we, with handling both funds, it may get a little tricky as we look for sources in which to pay for the rest of the fire truck. I'm assuming that we're going to do some of that out of riverboat, or see, I just did it out of rainy day instead of riverboat. So, okay. So I would have, yeah, but sorry. I appreciate it. No, that's no totally cool, because we talked about both funds, and I
well,
may
actually
have
my voice recording.
So you're trying to okay. No, that's perfectly fine. I appreciate that very much, but I just, as I was reading through the papers today, I thought, well, I'll just mention it. If I can take 2 seconds to say thank you to this council and the partnership that we have. I'm reminded every day as the government is shut down that thank God the city government is not like federal government, because we work for the people and we get things done, and if we don't agree on something, we talk it out and we end up coming to a compromise. And unfortunately, our federal leaders haven't been able to do that up to this point. So I don't want to get too much into a commentary outside of just saying I'm glad we're at local government. I'm glad that we're closest to the people, and I think we can have the best impact on our residents the way we do business and the way that we are professional about the job that we do. And so I want to just take 2 seconds to thank you all for what you do and the way in which we work together, and especially Rosie and all that she does in regards to the budget and how we have a great working relationship together. So thanks for that. I have nothing else.
Probably doesn't have much of a city business, but I just was wanting to ask Tom and Rosie if they knew the owner of this JW Marriott. And maybe what city they're from.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Let me give you the story.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, just, I know it's a...
Inside joke. I didn't even get that inside.
You were,
well, I kind
you
of sort of,
too.
I kind of got the... Cliff Notes version of that story. So. Okay, thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. Ben? Okay.
I just have a little bit of information for Tom. That information you asked for, Cedar Lake has 11,664 people. And it used to be more until Kroger's bought Scott's, and they have 7 council members.
Thanks for the info.
And just so you know, Nicole wasn't able to go to IAC, but the other council members did. Ben went for a day, a couple of the rest of them went for a little while longer. I went the whole time. Rosie went as well. And Terry and Tom and Jeff also went. But a lot of good workshops. It's Association of Cities and Towns. It's the annual conference. And I had a wide array, as you heard, of personalities there from other communities.
I got them from Columbia.
Yes. And if nothing else, IACT always reinforces how functional our city is compared to other places. So very good. Well, do you have any questions for us? You good? Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, call the meeting. Oh, Mike.
The government shut down?
Yeah. Not Columbia City's government. Not the state government.
So we don't have a national park, so we
can't. Okay, thanks everybody.
I am working.
You know where we're at, right? I do know where you're at. I'm taking a 3 minutes. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.